All right, time now to talk with Coach Anthony Martucci, the Winthrop High School girls basketball. God forgive me, Anthony. Hockey. It's been a crazy day. Winthrop, you guys are doing so well, Coach. Just, congratulations and a really big win the other night against Latin Academy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a big win for us.
Give me a little bit of a recap on that one, if you would, please, Coach.
It was a really good battle. Latin brought a really, really tough team here. I had six seniors that could all go, goalie that played really well. We came out early and got an early goal from Julia Holmes, gave us a 1-0 lead, and that kind of was all we really had going for most of it. And then third period, we got two more goals, just a couple of really nice plays. They end up scoring a power play goal to cut the deficit in half at 2-1, and then we scored the third right after and made it 3-1, and kind of that's how it ended.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a close game. And I'm looking at your roster now. We've talked about so many of your kids who have done so great. And you have a number of kids now who have hit double figures. We talked last time about kids who have scored points, but so many of them had have scored double figures. But it seems to be, Coach, once again, that the old reliables are up there. But I have to ask you about Atalia Martucci. Tell me a little bit about her.
Oh, geez, kind of tough to talk about because, it's my own kid. But she really is a hard worker. I love the sport. Gives 1,000% every game. And, she gets her points, and I can't argue with it.
So what is she, a sophomore?
She's only a sophomore, yeah.
Sophomore, okay. Yeah, it's funny, Coach. I talked with Coach Leonard over at Essex Tech on the boys' side, and his kid is, I believe, a sophomore as well. And he's a good player. And for you as a coach, you have to walk a delicate line there, I'm sure. It's a delicate balance because you know what your own child can do. You know, the talent and the skills. But on the other hand, you can't play favoritism with your own kid. So it's going to be a little stressful at times.
Yes, it can be. The good part about my daughter is that she's pretty much one of those kids that'll play wherever she's asked and whenever she's asked. And, she just loves being a part of the team and being around the girls and loves the game of hockey. So she makes it easy for me.
When did she start skating? How old was she?
Oh, she was three, followed in her sister's footsteps and wanted to be on the ice like a crazy person right away. And she started off as a goalie and has pretty much played every position. So she's well-rounded.
Oh, my goodness. Have you had to move kids around this year? Is there, in other words, sometimes a kid comes up and says, "Well, I'm a center and that's it," or I'm a defense person, that's it. But sometimes the coach says, "Well, wait a minute, you could be better served in this position." Do you have to do that from time to time?
Well, usually what ends up happening for us is we end up having to move one forward back to D,
mm-hmm.
And my defensive coach always seems to steal somebody from the forward group and makes them into a pretty good defenseman. This year, we really haven't had to do that, although last year we took Izzy Hain and we took Avelina Coffey, and we moved them from forwards to defensemen, and they both served us well. Avelina has been, really good for us. She's actually got a very good head for the game. She's got a forward mentality back on D, but she knows how to play both. She's another one that has played goalie before, mm-hmm. so... Mm. We're very lucky, in that aspect. But, most of the time, there's not too much shuffling. There is some center wing thing that can get a little, some girls don't like to play wing, some girls don't like to play center, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, when you have someone like Avelina, that kind of player can sometimes get a lot more ice time because she can sort of, I don't want to say take time off, but she can rest a little bit and see the ice in front of her. And then sort of quarterback the team out of the zone type thing. So those kinds of kids who have played forward and can play defense, they can give you a little more ice time, can't they?
Yeah, she offers a lot for us back there. She reads the play really well, sees the ice really well, and has very good stick handling skills. So that helps her get us out of the zone and things like that. She's a great player for us, and we're very lucky.
And she's a freshman?
She's only a freshman, yeah.
Oh, man, you're making the rest of the league nervous once again. Jeez. Oh, Lordy. Well, Coach, first of all, as we go along here, this point in the season, I've asked coaches this, is it more difficult, is it less difficult or is it the same to coach at this time of the year? Because you've got high school break, the vacation break, you've got the tournament coming up, and you're winding down the regular season. Of course, you guys have already locked up first place and so on. So is it more difficult, less difficult, or the same for you?
I tell you the truth, it gets a little difficult because, honestly, the spring sport starts to kind of chip into us a little bit. They want to try to get them going for the spring sport. We got a lot of lacrosse players on this team, so... Mm-hmm. You know, the lacrosse coach is looking to try to get them down there for some workouts. So we're trying to, you know, not take them away from their other sport, but we're also trying to keep them focused on this one. So it's not technically difficult, but it's not technically easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a balance that we have to have, and we're trying to keep them focused and dialed in on what has to be done here, and then hopefully they can move on to their spring sport.
And it goes so fast. And at practice this time of year, is there sort of a routine that goes on? It's pretty much, you know, just throw the puck out there and you guys do some fine-tuning as coaches?
Yeah, we have a pretty structured set of practices that we do. And, you know, once in a while we like to let one of our, you know, the assistant guys jump out there and run a practice to freshen it up a little bit at this time of year because, you know, they're kind of sick of hearing my voice, so... It's good to get some you know, fresh outlook in there. And we have a couple of good defensive coaches that really give us a lot of knowledge, and they have some good drills, so they'll mix it up.
You're heading toward your final exams in terms of the schedule, Coach, and I wonder if you could just give me a kind of a recap or what your report card might be for your own team. How do you assess your team this year so far with the absolutely outstanding play that they've had?
Well, it's, you know, it's one of those things where we're always looking to get better. We talk about changing our best every single day, and I think they try to do that. One of the things I was just talking to them about is we're a good team coming back after a day off. We'll have a game where we look a little beat up or tired, or the team's got a sickness going through, so we give them a day off, and they come back from that day off really refreshed and really good. A lot of times in the past, you know, if we gave the team the day off, the next day they'd be slow, and we can't be given any more days off. This team responds very well to that kind of stuff. So right now I'm very happy with what they're doing, and I just hope they can continue to change their best every day.
Do you see a lot of camaraderie? Do you see a lot of coaching among the kids, among themselves, you know, in other words, pushing each other to make sure that they know what they're doing, to play right, to keep their eye on the prize?
Yeah, the good thing about this group is, like I've told you before, we've had these guys from the time they were 7 and 8 years old. So, and the whole group together pretty much has come up the ranks together. So they know each other. They kind of have an idea of what we expect. And, they also have a high expectation of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're self-coached at times, but at the same time, you know, they look to us for certain things, and they respond well to both things.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The self-coaching comes from your coaching, so that's good because they have muscle memory, they have situational awareness and that kind of thing, and they can see the ice. I got to ask you one more time, Coach, about your defense because we've talked about the offense and how well distributed it is, but your defense is just kind of ridiculous in terms of goals against, so please praise those kids one more time.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have 5 players back there that are really in a heavy rotation. We do have 7 players that are actually back there, but 5 players in heavy rotation, starting with our captain, Abby Holmes, and then our junior assistant captain, Adriana Rosado, and then the 2 freshmen, Tegan Pereira and Avelina Coffey, and then we have a super sophomore in the mix, Amelia Spencer. Those are our core 5, and then we mix in Izzy Hain and we mix in Mia Currier, a freshman and a sophomore, and the whole group itself really works out well. They push each other, they work hard together, and they're a really good group.
And my bet is that your forwards also are pretty good coming back into the defensive zone?
Yes. One of the things that we do lean on heavily is our back check. We're very fortunate to have 3 centers that have been here for a bit and have played, you know, under me for a while. And they know how I want them back checking. And they're the first ones back, and they do a real lot of work for us that way.
I'll tell you, the boys and girls defense out of Winthrop High School hockey is ridiculous. It's just amazing.
Our boys team is something to see. I know they took a loss the other day to Masco, but Masco played a really good game in that one. Our boys work hard. Well coached team and just a bunch of great kids.
Well, now, you know, you talk about Masco. You have, I don't want to call it a trap game, but there's a team that's, they're kind of buzzing around like wasps, and that's Gloucester. You got them next, and they're dangerous.
Absolutely. I would never look past Gloucester. We played them up there earlier this year. They were tough. They have a couple of really good players. I know one of their defensemen, Keegan Jewell, is a fantastic skater, and they got some good forwards, and they got a very good goalie. And now, you know, the coaches, they got a couple of new coaches in there. It's going to be tough. We're expecting a battle tomorrow.
Well, you had a pretty big score against them, and I'm sure that you've warned the kids against going in a little overconfident.
Well, they were missing a few guys the first time we played them. And I'm sure they'll have at least two or three of them back. So I told these girls that there's going to be a whole different Gloucester team coming in here tomorrow, so we better be ready.
Coach, the regular season ends very soon, and I will be talking with you, obviously, during the tournament. But summary thoughts about how the season has gone? Because, you know, in a word, it's been spectacular.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, we never want to rest on the things that we've done. The girls have really worked hard, and it started at the very beginning where they just kind of were dedicated to putting in the work. And I think that would be something I would summarize this team as: a bunch of real workers. And they come out and they work hard, and because of that, they're seeing the results, and it's just really great for them.
All right, one final trap question, and this is a trick question that Bill Newell taught me, is can you think of a player, or can you come up with a player who really was not on your radar at the beginning of the season, and she has just contributed in one way or another, whether it's being a supporting kid or just being, at practice and doing the right thing all the time? Is there someone who has sort of exceeded expectations for you? And I know that puts you on the spot, but we've talked about so many of your kids.
Well, I'm going to make it very easy. It's actually an easy question for me, because we really did not expect our young goaltender, to be able to handle this workload that she's handled after losing a senior uber star and summer talent. Mm-hmm. And then this young girl comes in, and we really weren't even sure. I got to be honest with you, there was a question whether or not my daughter was going in the net or not.
Oh, boy.
At the beginning of the beginning of the summer, we had the two of them at Stop It together. And I had the Stop It, Katie Birch, who used to play goalie for us here, I had her take a look and assess the two players and kind of give me an idea of who she thinks should go in that net. And she said, you know, can one of them play forward? And I said, yes, you know, Talia can play forward. And she goes, well, then this girl, put her in the net and give her the chance. And it's worked out great.
And that's Riley?
Riley Tauss has been spectacular for us from start to finish. And just her maturity over the course of a season. Last year as an eighth grader, you know, she was a backup to summer, and she didn't have a lot of the stuff, but she learned in the summer and became a really good pro. Summer taught her how to be a good pro. She's really worked hard this year, and she's done everything that we would have expected and more.
Oh, very exciting, very exciting, Coach. All right, well, you got two regular season games left, and again, one more time, Saturday it is Gloucester at the Larson, and what time is that one?
That one's 2:30.
2:30, all right. Oh, man, Coach, I appreciate it, and we will talk next week.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Anthony. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
That is Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.